Chapter 14. Tom Landreth was a third-generation native of Pontotoc County. He attended Ada High School and played on two state championship football teams. College and law school were at the University of Oklahoma, and when he passed the bar, he settled into his hometown and joined a small firm. In 1994, he ran for district court judge and easily defeated G.C. Mayhew, who had defeated Ronald Jones in 1990. Judge Landreth was well acquainted with Ron Williamson and the Carter murder, and when the Tenth Circuit affirmed Judge C., he knew the case was headed back to Ada, to his courtroom. Typical of a small town, he had represented Ron on a drunk driving charge in the early 1980s. They briefly played on the same softball team. Landreth played high school football with Johnny Carter, Debbie's uncle, and Landreth and Bill Peterson were old friends. During Ron's murder trial in 1988, Landreth had slipped into the courtroom several times out of curiosity. Of course, he knew Barney well. It was Ada, and everybody knew everybody. Landreth was a popular judge, folksy and funny, but strict in his courtroom. Though he had never been fully convinced Ron was guilty, he was not convinced he was innocent, either. Like most folks in Ada, he had always felt the guy had a loose screw or two. But he was anxious to see Ron and to make sure his retrial was conducted fairly. The murder was 15 years old and still unsolved. Judge Landreth had great sympathy for the Carters and their ordeal. It was time to settle the matter. On Sunday, July 13, 1997, Ron Williamson left McAllister, never to return. He was driven by two Pontotoc County deputies to Eastern State Hospital in Vineta. The sheriff, Jeff Glaze, told a newspaper reporter that the prisoner behaved himself.
"They didn't report any trouble out of him whatsoever," Glaze said. "But when you're in shackles, leg irons, and a straitjacket, there's not really much you can do to cause a lot of trouble."
It was Ron's fourth admission to Eastern State. He was placed in the pre-trial program to be evaluated and treated so that he could one day stand trial. Judge Landreth set a trial date for July 28th, but then postponed it pending an evaluation of Ron by the doctors at Eastern State. Though Bill Peterson did not object to the evaluation, he left little doubt as to his opinion of Ron's competency. In a letter to Mark Barrett, he said, "My personal opinion is that he was competent under Oklahoma law, and that his disruptions in court were merely a show of anger at the time he was tried and convicted. And he functioned reasonably well in jail." Bill Peterson liked the idea of DNA testing. He had never wavered in his belief that Williamson was the killer, and now it could be proven with real science. He and Mark Barrett swapped letters and quibbled over the details. Which lab, who pays for what, when to start the testing. But both agreed that the testing would take place. Ron was stabilized and doing better. Any place, even a mental hospital, was an improvement over McAllister. Eastern State had several units, and he was placed in a heavily secured one, complete with bars on the windows and plenty of razor wire to look at. The rooms were small, old, and not very nice, and the secured unit was overflowing with patients. Ron was lucky to have a room. Others slept in beds in the hallways. He was immediately examined by Dr. Curtis Grundy and found to be incompetent. Ron appreciated the nature of the charges against him, but was unable to assist his attorneys. Dr. Grundy wrote to Judge Landreth and said that with proper treatment, Ron might become competent enough to stand trial. 2 months later, Dr. Grundy evaluated him again. In a detailed, 4-page report sent to Judge Landreth, Dr. Grundy determined that Ron, 1, was able to appreciate the nature of the charges against him, 2, was able to consult with his lawyer and rationally assist in the preparation of his defense, and 3, was mentally ill and required further treatment. He should continue to receive psychiatric treatment throughout his trial participation for the purpose of maintaining his competence to stand trial. Additionally, Dr. Grundy determined that Ron was harmless, saying, "Mr. Williamson does not appear to pose an immediate, significant threat to himself or others should he be released without further inpatient treatment.
He currently denies experiencing suicidal and homicidal ideation or intent. He has not displayed aggressive behavior towards himself or others during this hospitalization. The current assessment of his dangerousness is based upon his placement in a structured, secure setting and may not be applicable to unstructured environments.